Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 12, verses 30 through 37. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Hokana is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew, the 12th chapter. Jesus said, "Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. Therefore, I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven people, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. And whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven either in this age or in the age to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good person out of his good treasure brings forth good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure brings forth evil. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, by your words you will be condemned. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Just before our gospel, the Pharisees had caught up to Jesus again, and they were contesting him. He casts out demons by the prince of demons, to which Jesus responded, as you know, that no house divided could ever stand. He casts out demons by the Spirit of God, whom they ought to recognize, because Christ is the stronger man who came to despoil Satan's kingdom, and yet not by owning his opponents in debates. But just as we heard in last week's collect, he declares his almighty power chiefly in showing mercy and pity. And this is what our psalm this week shows. Remember how the Lord marched his people through the wilderness. Remember how the mighty nations tripped over themselves to make a way for them. And remember how the Lord preserved his people and showed himself to be a Lord of compassion, gracious and merciful to Israel and his children. As we heard on Monday, he would even invite Egypt and Cush to come and join him. Our God is a God of salvation. His anger then burns only and finally against those who refuse him and his salvation, who do not want his charity or a power that would be declared chiefly in mercy and pity. Whoever is not with Jesus in this is not neutral, but against him. They are a brood of vipers, sons of the old serpent, living up to their corrupt birthright in Adam. They speak out of their own heart, through which corruptions creep. They bring forth from their treasure troves dirty money, corrupting talk, suspicious preemptive strikes. And so the Pharisees malign Jesus. What had they ever done, by the way, to heal or to cast out demons? Do they not rather serve demons? Just as it is with everyone who begins to serve mammon. Because you do not hold it together. You do not maintain a divided, compartmentalized mind with one foot in mammon and one foot in the kingdom of God. You are not holding it together. You are not maintaining a reasonable balance. That, for example, is why Christian college presidents have typically in the past resigned the roster of the church whenever they find that it would prevent them from acting in their institution's perceived financial interests. Now, I think that was shocking to us in the past, but why? Why would that ever be the shocking conclusion if you believe Jesus' words today about what runs through the hearts of all men. But Christ, the second Adam, came. This is a world-altering phrase, dear friends. That is the stronger man breaking down all of the doors and shouting out into the dark hallways and the alcoves, "Rally to me! Abandon the strong demon who is mastering you and come to me, you weary." This is the shocking thing, it ought to be at least, that his grace is sufficient even for you. Know that whoever is not with him, though, is still against him. Whoever would not gather with him scatters. This is because there's nobody else to be found. There is no one else who can bind the strong man, Satan. There is no one else who is a good tree if you're looking to find some wholesome fruit. And this is not only a discourse about life-altering conversion. What the Lord teaches us here belongs to all of us all the time in our daily struggle against our flesh, against the old Adam who's still somehow rising up. And that is why this is such a painful passage to hear for me, that on the day of judgment, I will give an account for every careless word that I have spoken. Take heart. Because every sin and even every blasphemy will be forgiven, Jesus says. Even a word that's spoken against the Son of Man himself may be pardoned. And that means that those who serve demons, those who have invited demons in unawares and now are enslaved by them, or those who excuse them with a certain balanced point of view, those who were first dominated by them but now have since given up the fight or even embraced their captors, such people find release and redemption in Jesus Christ. He is able to divorce you, even from what is wicked or what is confused in your own self, in your skin, in your flesh, and even as deep as your own identity. And at this, my dear friends, you rightly rejoice and sing praise to God. He alone has that strength. He alone has that strength. That is why, as he says today, to despise his rescue, to remain in your sins, that would be to slander and to curse the Spirit of God. And then there's no other place that you will find life. The Pharisees blasphemed by holding that the Spirit's merciful power in Christ Jesus was actually demonic. Well, others hold that they can do what is only ascribed to the Holy Spirit in the Scriptures, namely, that they can work out their own life and work their own salvation. But at the core, what is unforgivable is persisting impenitence. This rejects the Spirit's work in the Word. It rejects His correcting, His calling you to repentance with the law, and it rejects His giving comfort and hope in the forgiveness of sins as the world's and your only possible justification before God. My only possible justification before God, too. Lord, have mercy on us, the sinners. The opposite, then, is true in which you rejoice. Lord, to whom shall we go? You do have the words of eternal life. Or as we sang, blessed be the Lord who daily bears us up. God is our salvation. To him belong deliverances from demons and death. Such are the utterances and the glad songs of the Holy Spirit himself among you, beloved in the Lord. By the merits and the mediation of Christ our Savior, the things of which your conscience is afraid can be forgiven. More than that, they will be forgiven. More than that, they are forgiven. Your God is a God of salvation. So rally to the King. Rally to the Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.